So we begin just by gently resting hands on heart and belly, breathing in. Just take a few breaths, connecting your own big, beautiful heart down into your womb. You can repeat the exercises from last week or do this more simple warm-up of this week. So creating that safe, sacred space, tuning into your inner voice, and checking in with your body, gently rubbing your hands. We're just gonna put love into our bellies. Just begin by very gently and lovingly rubbing, massaging your beautiful belly. And see if you can really tune in to the quality of touch that you need today. What do you need today? What would help you feel delicious and alive and healthy? Sometimes we need gentleness and sometimes we need firmness. Sometimes we just need to feel the heat of our fingertips going deep into our body. But we always need deep quality attention. So give that to yourself right now. Just very lovingly putting love into your beautiful belly. And then we're going to move into our groin. Here we're going to bend one leg. And if you remember from last week, we're going to massage the groin area quite firmly. I want you to really start working this area more deeply and firmly without hurting yourself, of course. Just opening up your groin and then squeezing your inner thigh. Thank you, inner thigh, for being so delicious and juicy. Just really, just squeeze your beautiful body. Stroking down a few times, smoothing out the energy. And of course, we don't want the other side to be jealous, so moving into doing the other side, really working open your groin. Again, don't forget the breath and don't forget your heart. Often when we work on our body, we disassociate from it, so stay connected. Squeeze your inner thigh. Give it some love and appreciation. And stroking gently, soothing that thigh. Pulling both knees towards your chest and doing the crescent moon piece we did last week, just very lovingly and gently. Deeply enjoying this luscious sensation of enlivening yourself, of bathing yourself in love, in acceptance, in deep, relaxed presence. Just being with our sensual selves. Using the breath, bringing your feet down, stretching out. Just grab a hold of your egg. And of course, you've checked in, I hope, to see if you can use the egg. And just a reminder to use the fat end of your egg. And again, a little reminder to insert the egg very gently, just between the inner lips. We're not in a rush. I want you to keep practicing this. It's very important. Don't push the egg in. Well, first, just wake up the sacred gates. So just gently massage the opening of your yoni. And if you can, also do this practice sometimes just with your finger. It'll be really fantastic. You'll get some good biofeedback. Anyways, just take your time and explore, again, trying to find the correct angle where you really feel the egg will easily move into your body. You can either have a hand on your heart as you do this or not, whatever's comfortable. But just connect with your breath, slow things down, and really feel and enjoy. You might want to take some deep, full breaths. Feeling your heart deeply connected with your yoni. And just take your time finding your own rhythm, your own way of activating the inner gates. Really just being with yourself. And trust that you're really activating all of your pleasure pathways purely by relaxing and deeply embodying your body. We're going to start with the egg, sipping the egg. So just very gently you're going to pulse, as you remember last week, just pulsing the opening and really yawning open as you exhale. Pulse on your inhale and spread open your pelvic floor on that exhale. Take your time to really feel like you pulse as you breathe in and melt open as you exhale. Pulse as you breathe in and melt open. Find your own rhythm. This is very, very important. I'm not going to say too much for the next few moments. Just really giving you the space to explore your breath in your rhythm of slowly and lovingly drawing the egg or your finger into your body. Can yawn open if that helps when you exhale. Sometimes using your throat can open your yoni. Remember, as the egg moves in just a little, hold it in place with your hand. Don't push it in any further, but also don't let it get pushed back out. Sometimes on our pulses, it can push the egg back out. So just hold it in place with every little millimeter that it moves in. Okay, so just very gently check in with yourself, and if it feels yummy to move into a seated practice, bring yourself into a seated position. In this position, you're going to draw your legs in, pulling your ankles close to your bum, hugging your legs, holding your wrists, And we're going to squeeze every muscle in our body really strongly. Squeeze. And as you exhale, melt open. Inhale, squeeze everything. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Your feet might even lift off the floor. And release, relax, let go. Squeezing your yoni, squeezing the egg, every muscle in your body. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. And release, relax, let go. Squeezing, squeezing, squeezing. And releasing, beautiful. Squeezing, really squeeze. And releasing, letting go. Really go for it. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Every muscle, squeeze. And completely release, let go. Rub your ovaries. Bring some of that delicious energy right up to your heart and your breasts. We're gonna pause here for a minute and just notice what happens as we hold stillness. Relaxing, drawing all your awareness inside. What's going on in your body? Completely relaxing, and we're going to move to the next exercise. Okay, so in this exercise, I'm just going to show you first with my finger. So imagine that the yoni grabs a hold of the egg, which is like my finger, and what we're going to do is we're going to squeeze and pull the egg up, and then we're going to push the egg down. You're going to squeeze, squeeze, squeeze as you pull up, and you keep squeezing the egg as you press down. It's a strange feeling, but it's quite incredible what starts to happen, especially when you translate this into making love. So really squeeze and draw up, pull, 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 pull as you breathe in. And as you exhale, keep squeezing, but push down so you don't release. Squeeze, pull up. And squeezing as you press down, squeezing up, inhale, exhale, squeeze, pressing down, inhale, squeezing up, and exhale, squeezing down, release. Ooh, rub your ovaries, smile into your heart and your breasts, and again, we're going to rest just for a moment, allowing whatever needs to happen in our body. Learn to really enjoy this quiet moment. Sometimes a lot of delicious things are going on when we're still. Just pay attention and notice how you feel in your body. Okay, so we're going to move into the next exercise. Similar to the last one, but this time you're going to squeeze and pull up and press down. So it's a little bit different. You're going to just pull up, pull up, pull up. And I want you to push down, but this time you don't have to hold the egg. So you're pulling up, really pull everything up. And as you press down, you can let yourself open in your pelvis. Just don't push the egg out. So you're pulling up. You're not squeezing as you're pushing down. You're just pushing down. You're pulling up. Pull, 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 pull. And press down. Imagine your cervix pushing down. Pull up. Draw the egg deeper, 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 deeper. And press down. So you're pushing the egg down. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, melting open. Good. Rub your ovaries. Hands coming up to your heart and your breasts. And again, we're going to rest for a moment. Really dropping deep into your body. Notice the sensations in your pelvis, in your yoni, in the whole of your body. Breathing gently, enlivening all of you. Okay. I'm gonna move into the next exercise. I call it tug of love. So the fluffy part is the egg. I'm gonna pull really strongly up with my yoni on the egg. And then I'm gonna relax and release. Pull on the egg and relax and release. So you're gonna actually do this with your string. You're gonna hold your string and you're gonna pull, the string will tighten. And then when you relax, the string will relax. Okay, so I'm gonna show this to you. You're gonna open up your legs, place a hand behind you and grab a hold of your string. Here I'm holding an imaginary string and you're gonna pull as you inhale. Pull down with your hand on the string and release. You're gonna pull up on the yoni and down on the hand, so they're going in opposition, and release. And pull, let's show you on the side here. Just a side view. And pull, and release. And you can see how my body is rocking. So move my hand out of the way, so you can really see pulling, I rock back. And then I actually press forward, my tummy even comes out. You pull up with the vagina, pull, 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 pull. And relax and open your yoni as you exhale. Pulling, squeezing, drawing up. And releasing as you exhale. So we're gonna pull, 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 pull. And release, relax. Inhale, pull. And release. You'll be surprised how strong your body is. And release. Rub your groin. Then rub your ovaries. And smile some of this yumminess up to your heart and your breasts. And again, we're just going to pause and enjoy some stillness for a moment. Take a few deep breaths. And we'll move into the next tug of love. So in this one, hand doesn't do any work. The yoni does all the work. So you're going to pull up three times and you're going to push down actually three times and use the breath. Inhale, 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 exhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Let's try that. So get back into the same position. Grab a hold of your string. And we're going to rock back and breathe in three times. Inhale, inhale, inhale. And exhale, exhale, exhale. I'm pulling up with every in-breath. And I'm pushing down with every out-breath. In, in, in. Push down, push down, push down. Pull up, up, up. Push down, down, down. Up, up, up. Down, down, down. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Out, out, out. In, in, in. Out, out, out. In, 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 and out, out, out. One more time, really pulling and pushing. Let's do another one. Good. Now rub your groin, then rub your ovaries, and again, smiling up to your heart and your breasts, taking a rest. Really relax. Just allow your body to do what she needs to do with all this deliciousness. Completely reprogramming innervating, opening, and enlivening your pelvis, your genitals, and your whole being. A few more deep breaths. Okay, so we'll move into the next one. Call this 1, 2, 3 bliss. So the opening of your yoni, I want you just to close the opening. You can see my hands are showing what the yoni's doing. And I actually want you to use your hands, just like I'm doing. So as you squeeze the opening, bring your hands together. And as you release the opening, release your hands. Squeeze the opening as you bring your hands in. And release the opening as you move your hands apart. Now go all the way to the deepest part of your yoni. And you're going to bring your hands together and out. You see my palms are facing down. So the body's going to know it's a different part of the yoni. And you squeeze the top and release. Then bring your hands to the middle where the egg should be. You're going to give the egg a hug. So really hug, hug, hug. Squeeze your egg and release it. Squeeze your egg and release. Again, you're breathing in when you're squeezing, exhaling when you release. Excellent. So let's try the whole thing one at a time. So squeeze the opening and then let go. Squeeze the top and then let go. And squeeze the middle and release. So this really teaches you dexterity. Squeeze and release. Squeeze the top and release. And the middle. If you need to stop this video and slow things down, you can. You may also want to try this with your finger inside, because it might help you actually feel which muscles are doing what. Squeeze the opening, release. Squeeze the deep muscles, release. And the middle, release. Good, rub your ovaries. Bring the energy up to your heart and your breath. And we're gonna rest just for a moment again. Deep breaths. Really enjoy breathing into your body, feeling the aliveness spreading into every cell. Good. Okay. So now we're going to finish our practice by standing up. So if it feels good to you to stand, please stand up. Okay, so we're standing, and we're going to bring our womb pelvis forward and come back to neutral. Coming forward and back. Just forward. Forward to neutral. Forward to neutral. Pulse. 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 This works your continence muscle. Pulse. Pulse. Don't worry about squeezing the yoni. It naturally happens. A little quicker. Pulse, 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 pulse. Good. Rub your ovaries. Hands up to your heart and breath. And again, we're going to rest here. And just hold our breath. Close your eyes. And really relax and feel that enlivening feeling in your pelvis spreading down your legs, through your torso, arms, head. Nice. Okay, so the next exercise, I'm going to draw up 3 times and push down 3 times. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Push, push, push. 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 Now, don't push the egg out. So you've got to control your push. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Press, press, press. Inhaling up. And you're exhaling as you press down. Now strongly up and strongly down. Pull and push. Pull and push. Strong. Strong up, strong down. Strong up, strong down. Strong up, strong down. Strong up. Just a few more. And rub the ovaries. Good. Over your breasts, heart. Holding the breath. Smiling. Enjoying. Just let your whole body melt now. Notice how you're feeling. This is the end of our practice. So I want you to just take your time to gently come out of this practice, opening your eyes and enjoy your beautiful day.